Turn in your Bibles, if you would, with me tonight to two passages of Scripture. First of all, so a position where you can place your finger. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. It's page 1014 in the red Bibles in the chairs. 1014. When you found that, hold your finger there. 1014, and turn with me to Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 1, which is page 939, Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts, to the impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now hold your finger here in Romans and go back to 1 Peter with me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Now you can turn back to Romans because that's where we're going to be. Last week, do you remember, we visited the throne room of God as we saw in those pictures painted for us in Scriptures just how incredible, how incredibly holy, how incredibly above us and separate from us God is. We saw how far above us he is. We saw how far he's totally set apart from us and how holy he really is. And this incredibly holy God is commanded for all believers, a command that's in particular need of paying attention to in your life and my life today. We just read it a moment ago in 1 Peter. As he called you who is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." God has set a standard for all human behavior for the people who call themselves believers in the name of Jesus Christ. He has a standard for your life, and he has a standard for mine. Be holy in all that you do. It doesn't mean that you're perfect. It means that you are set apart by the Lord Jesus Christ through God's gift of giving us his Son. You and I are set apart for a higher purpose in this world than just to live a mundane, materialistic, self-seeking, self-centered life. You have been set apart for a higher purpose. You are no longer just a common person.